Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the GTC H1 2019 Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Thursday, 22nd of August, 2019. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Małgorzata Czaplicka. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's our pleasure to welcome you to our quarterly call. As usual, the presentation will be given by Thomas Kurtmann, the CEO, and Erez Bonyl, the CFO. Let me hand over to Thomas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a big pleasure again to report about the new quarter, very successfully completed. The second quarter of 2019 was driven by a lot of construction works to be completed, properties to be delivered to the market, to our tenants. The biggest one, of course, Ada Mall in Belgrade, which is a very successful scheme, and several office buildings in other big cities in CEE and SEE. The activity of GTC is growing in terms of recurring cash flow. The FFO I is increased substantially, 28%, up to 37 million euros. The in-place rent increased also 14% to 142 million euros, and the gross margin is up from rental activity by 13% to 61 million euros. High occupancy could be kept in the whole portfolio, and this despite of a lot of completions of new developments, which, as we can see in the vacancy rate here, were on a very high pre-lease at completion, which is giving a good mirror of the very healthy supply and demand situation in all our markets we are active. FFO I increased, as we had on the headline, to 37 million, and this made the operating profit to increase 17% before tax and before fair value adjustment compared to last year, which was only 32 million euros. Profit after tax for the first half of the year is 43 million euros, and the EPRA NAV is increased by 1% to 1,179 million euros, and this is after a big dividend payment, which was done in the second quarter of 2019. We still have and could keep solid financial metrics. The LTV is at 46% versus 45% at the end of the year. This is mainly driven by the dividend payment, which reduced free cash in our balance sheet, and therefore the LTV was slightly up. Weighted average interest rate is on a historic low, and Erez will elaborate on that metric later on in the financial section. The office portfolio summary on page four gives a good overview on the performance we have here. 64,700 sq m of new leases and renewals were done in the first half of the year. The occupancy on the office was slightly improved to 94%, but we see still strong leasing activity in each country, in each market we are active, and this is, of course, also supporting our growth strategy and supporting our development projects to get them into cash flow and to be able to open them after completion with high occupancy and lease them up afterwards according to a business plan or even better. We have almost 22,000 sq m of high-quality office space to be completed in first half of 2019. This was Greenheart and two building in Belgrade and Advanced Business Center one in Sofia. This completion is related, of course, to occupancy permits. The tenants in these properties are still, some are already in and some are still moving in, but the information is that the completion is done, but the cash flow of these properties will also only come in the second half of this year. We also can report that we commenced construction of our new flagship development called Pillar in Budapest. This is a 29,000 square meter office building on a very prime location close to subway station in a very important intersection in Budapest. And the completion is scheduled for Q1 2021. Important information on the side is that we are negotiating, we are basically on final negotiations with a very big international blue chip tenant for 27,000 square meters for this asset. So basically, we are still under excavation and foundation works, but having a very good visibility about leasing this property up to a high extent before even starting the real structural work. So altogether, 86,600 square meters of high quality office space under construction. Completions are scheduled between Q3 this year and Q1 next year. And of course, this portfolio is diversified through capitals in the CE region, where we see strong high demand and sometimes much higher demand than the supply in the market. The additional expected rent from all these completions is 16.7 million euros, which will again boost FFO and operational results forward for the next couple of quarters to come. Sustainability, of course, is a great value in our company and also financially something we cannot let behind. Since big tenants usually want to see green building certificates on each property they are looking at, so we increased the certification rate up to 67% of all the office space, and we have another 13% of offices under certification. The retail operations is also very strong. We could complete in the last quarter ADA Mall in Belgrade with 34,200 square meters of very high quality shopping space. The presentation shows also a nice picture made by a drone on a day with a nice sunset, so we could see that the illumination of the property is really making a good impression to anybody passing by this very heavy road. And more important, in the back of the picture, everybody can see that the high density residential area is providing the shopping mall with a lot of customers, which will boost turnovers. In Poland, Galeria Jurajska again surprised us positively because we could, in our third year in a row, record improved turnovers year on year. And this despite having almost no Sundays open per month. There's only one Sunday per month still open. And last year in the first half of the year, there was still a different situation with this Sunday opening ban. We also see that footfall is increasing on a lower pace, but this is also showing that our conversion rate per visitor is gaining much higher, and this is also giving a good picture about the growing purchase power in Poland and especially also in Częstochowa. Galeria Północna, our big flagship shopping mall in Warsaw, also show very good progress. We could record in Q2 2019 a turnover increase versus the same period last year from 24% up, and on a side note, we could also record, this is data from yesterday, that July was also giving a 20% higher turnover than last year, which gives us a very good proof that the property is well located, has a good tenant mix and will be in future for sure growing further into a very stabilized environment. Mall of Sofia, very strong from the very beginning and from acquisition, but we still see some increased rent income in this property. Some renegotiations and change of tenant mix is ongoing, but of course in a relatively small amount of square meters because the lease agreements are still running and we need to wait until we can act after having the lease agreements running out, and we have very good visibility that the rents should continue to grow in this shopping mall. Avenue Mall Zagreb is a stable, well-performing mall with no big up and downs. High occupancy is since many years a rule, and we will just continue to manage it in a proper way. Other mall, again, we discussed it at the beginning, 97% lease agreement signed. Not all the shops are open yet because the opening was just in May, and we will work very hard to get it completed to the end of this year. And of course, in the last quarter of 2019, there will be Christmas shopping involved. Turnovers should start to fly high, and then also the turnover rents will come in, and the ERV will be reached. The allocation of properties and the split of properties into functional and regional sections on page 7 shows that our retail portfolio is now 41% versus 59% office on the income producing asset, gross asset value, which is 2,062,000,000. The regional split is still very heavy on Poland. Belgrade is now temporarily the second biggest country, but this will be changed if Budapest Pillar will go full online, which will contribute to much more than 100 million to the Budapest portfolio. The project under construction cake is now pure office. The gross asset value of this, and this is mostly at cost, 97 million, but also this cake is about to grow when Pillar and a couple of other office buildings in Sofia and Zagreb and Bucharest will come online, and construction will progress as it should be. The office portfolio overview page is showing that out of our total gross asset value of assets, 1.213 billion euros are locked in office portfolio. This is producing 92 million annualized in-place rent at the moment. And this is spread over 41 buildings with 545,000 square meters GLA. Also here, again, we have a graph about green certification. We see that we have now 67% done. We have another 13% under certification, which will be completed in the next couple of weeks and months. And 11% are still under investigation and design work, how to be able to change also this building into a quality to achieve green building certificate. Retail portfolio overview, the gross asset value of all our retail assets are 849 million euros. Versus an annual in-place rent of 51 million in 5 buildings and 215,000 square meter GLA. Occupancy is rather high here, 95%, and of course Warsaw with Galeria Bonotna has the biggest share on the on this portfolio. Page 10 is a lot of statistics on yields, WALT and whatsoever. If there's any question, we can elaborate on that in the Q&A session. And we move to page 12, which is the property under development investment chart, which is showing the future potential of GTC's portfolio under development. We have on the block on top buildings under construction. This is Greenhard 1 and Greenhard number 3. These buildings are located in Belgrade. Number 1 will be completed as we speak, and tenants will move in the next quarter. Greenhard number 3 is to be completed in the Q1 2020. This is not because of the demand of tenants was not high enough. This was more a technical issue to face the reconstruction and construction of the underground parking. The demand on Greenhard is very high, and it is more or less leasing by invitation. ABC 2, Sofia, is full under construction. We have LOIs with significant anchor tenants signed, so we also have a very good visibility about leasing success. The construction costs are under control with the general contractor, and the building itself is with the construction in time. We expect to be completed Q2 2020 with this building. Matrix A is completed in the meantime, and tenants are moving in and starting to use the building. Matrix B is full under construction. Also for Matrix B, we have a very good visibility on tenants because we could sign LOIs with major anchor tenants for almost half of the building, which is giving us also a good security to be successful on leasing, and on top allows us to start drawdown of construction loans. Pillar, as we discussed before, our flagship development in Budapest.
Is there anyone who can tell me when we stopped? Because otherwise we would have to start from the very beginning.
For the participants over the phone line, your lines are now open.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kuulen kettä tsekan, et minkä nagu ühesõnaga kukkusin, noh, ühesõnaga ettevõte ise kukkus nagu ära. Ja siis olin põhimõtteliselt mingi 10 minutit oli vaikus, noh, vahepeal öeldi, et jah, et ühesõnaga tegeldakse probleemiga. Ja siis nüüd tulid tagasi, et kas keegi saab öelda, et kus me oleme ära kukkunud või muidu me peame algusest pihta hakkama.
It's a different conference call.
I think it's a different conference call. Hello?
Operator?
Hello?
Yes. Hello, this is the operator.
I think it was a different conference call because the guy answered in Lithuanian or some other language.
No, ma'am. It's your conference call.
Okay. Who that was?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think it's Jakub Caithaml.
No.
No. Okay. What do I know?
No, put one.
Can you put just one person on the phone? Just anyone who we can talk to?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Who is that?
It's Helmut
Hello?
Kurz.
Yes, hello. We
From Germany.
I think we were on page 12 when we lost the connection.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. You're a lifesaver.
Thank you.
Okay. With that, would you like me to mute all the participants' lines again?
Yes. Yes, please.
Okay. I will mute it now. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
We started with the financials, which is 12 was the end of the development.
The question is finished or?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I apologize to everyone. We had a technical problem. The line was disconnected. I will take it from page 16. Page 16, this is the balance sheet, and we'll take it from there. If anyone later on will have any questions, feel free to contact Małgorzata, and we will answer the questions. Page 16, balance sheet. Investment property is the biggest amount over there, the most significant item. When combined with assets held for sale, we can see that the increase in the half year, first half year of 2019 was around 90 million euro. This stems from investment of around 70 million euro, whereas the revaluation was 16 million euro. Another large item on the balance sheet is the cash and cash equivalent, 69 million euro. Thomas already mentioned the growth in FFO that we are witnessing thanks to the improvement of several assets as well as completion of a number of assets that generate altogether better NOI. Of the assets held for sale that currently are presented at 121 million euro, we expect around 80 million euro cash upon completion of the sales, which means during H2. Going down the balance sheet, short and long-term financial debt, the increase is mostly due to the fact that we finance construction, as well as refinance of two projects. Block 41 was refinanced by 14 million free cash, meaning the loan was 26 million, and we refinanced it up to 40 million, as well as decreased the margin. And we drew down a loan to refinance, in fact, Artico building. At the end of the year, it stood at zero, and then just beginning of the year, we drew down 14.6 million. Continuing on page 17 with the income statement, it is visible that the revenue from rental activity has been increased. This is due to the completion of White House in Budapest, Greenhout, and Adamol. Adamol, in fact, contributed only 1 month, the month of June. Therefore, going forward in H2, we will see much more significant contribution of ADA and increase of the revenue on a like-for-like basis. Mall of Sofia contributed to that. Mall of Sofia was bought a year ago. When looking at the financial expenses, the increase is relatively small. First of all, there is an increase due to the fact that we adopted the IFRS 16, so around 1 million moved from cost of operation into cost of finance. And then there is increase due to the increase of loan amounts. But on overall basis, the interest rate, the total cost per year, is at the rate of 2.6, which is the lowest we had on our books. On page 18, we present the strength of the debt metrics. First of all, our strategy is reflected by the fact that we have unsecured debt 12%. That has been always the case in the last few years. And we have secured debt of 88%. Interest rate, floating rate is 6%, whereas 94% is hedged. We hedge it through interest rate swap or through cap. And whenever we hedge it through cap, we continue to enjoy the low interest rate, meaning if the rate is going down, we still benefit from that, like it's happening in the last few weeks. Regarding the debt maturity, we have almost 200 million euro to refinance. 95, the top part on page 18, top part is mostly referring to Galeria Jurajska. This is where we are working now on refinancing with good terms, which will, once completed, also will bring a significant amount of free cash to the company. At the same time, there is an amount of 103 million euro bonds that will mature in the coming 12 months, and we are in the process of considering raising bonds to refinance these bonds, at least partially, or alternatively to use our cash. It really depends on the whole resources and uses that we will allocate and we'll have on the agenda, and we will consider our steps in the next few months. Page 19 details the net loan-to-value ratio, 46%, adequate as always we kept it in the last 5 years or 6 years. Weighted average interest rate, I mentioned 2.6%, and very strong interest cover of 4.4 folds. The weighted average debt maturity, 3.9. As I mentioned, we still work on some refinances. Once these are done, the average maturity will increase, of course. Finally, cash flow statement. The cash flow statement reflects the increase of FFO, strong FFO increase from 28 to 38 if we compare the first half of this year versus last year. Investment activity follows, in fact, the demand and the permitting that we have. Thomas elaborated a lot on already on page 12, the construction in progress and the plans to achieve permits, which will come in the next 12 months and intensify a little bit the investment, alongside with completion of assets that, once again, based on the cycle, will contribute FFO and will allow us refinancing, and the cycle that we always talked about, this self-propelling growth, will continue if everything goes according to the plan. Financing activity was quite strong, I would say, in the first half of the year with refinancing, and still some big actions is in front of us. So net change in cash, 69 million. And I believe that the company continues to perform very well. That ends our presentation, and I open the line for Q&A, if any, if there are any.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, you may press the hash key. Once again, press star 1 if you wish to ask a question. We have one question on the line, and it comes from the line of Jakub Kaitamu. Your line is now open. Please ask your question.
Hey guys, good afternoon. It's Jakub from Budenko. Two questions from my side, please. Thanks for the presentation. First, if you could elaborate a bit, what would you plan to do with the proceeds from the disposals that are currently underway in Poland and in Hungary? And related to that, how do you see the leverage evolving? There has been a headline on Bloomberg today mentioning a prospective bond issuance. So just as a side note, I was wondering if you would be considering to issue zloty bonds or if you would be financing yourself with a euro-denominated debt. So that would be one question. And the other related to the Adamol, not sure if Thomas or Eris were mentioning that, of course, the shopping mall is now opened, almost fully occupied, and do you expect the rents will be increasing substantially as the mall starts to stabilize? So if you could just explain perhaps what is the mechanism for the rent increases, if there is a turnover rent and perhaps some built-in step-ups, or if there would be a different mechanism for the rent to grow from the current levels? Thanks a lot.
Okay, I'll answer the two questions. First of all, regarding what do we intend to do with the sales proceeds, look, we have several sources. We have the sales proceeds, as I mentioned, around 80 million. We have potentially the bonds that we can raise. The bonds are that we plan and we consider right now are zloty denominated. However, it is our intention immediately to hedge them with a cross-currency hedge. So we will see effectively euro bonds, thereby also decreasing significantly the margin compared to zloty bonds. We have sources also from loans that will pay the construction trade payables. All these are sources. On the other hand, we have uses such as repayment of bonds, we have construction, we have equity investment in a pillar for the purpose of construction before we draw down the loan. So we have uses. What we will do when time comes, we will map the sources and uses of the company. Based on that, we will make allocation and decide if we want and if we can to distribute some cash either through dividend, maybe share buyback. I'm just raising theoretical possibilities. It is not that we have any decision. Maybe share buyback or maybe repayment of other expensive loans, relatively expensive, because right now they're not expensive, but relatively. So this will be the decision. What seems to happen is that the balance between the sources and the users will be positive. So some cash we will need to decide. Of course, I did not mention, it goes without saying, maybe further investments. So there's no clear decision right now. It's a bit too early. Regarding the second question about ADA. ADA performed only 1 month, and this is the opening month where some of the shops still did not perform, did not yield the turnover. Yes, we benefit from turnover in the shopping center, and as the shopping will gain momentum, we expect also to have rent. Plus, there are some tenants who signed this agreement but did not open their activity. One of the big biggest tenants is the cinema that is still not open, and therefore we expect rental income to follow. And parking. The parking there is under big demand, and we expect to generate money from parking, from advertisement. All this type of auxiliary income should follow in H2.
Understood. Thank you very much, Harrison. Perhaps to follow up on the first question, if you think about the leverage, what would be some sort of net LTV, if this is a preferred metric, that you would be comfortable, some range that you think is worth following for GTC?
Our policy remain unchanged to be between 40 to 50%.
Understood. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other questions?
We have no further questions at this time. You may continue.
Thank you very much, everybody, for the participation, and I'm sorry again for the technical issues. Thank you. Goodbye.
And this concludes our conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may all disconnect.